Hey there, I am so glad that you opened up today's email and decided to take a listen because I would imagine that many of you are like me in that most of my emails get deleted before I even open them. But since you are here, I want to help you make this coming week the best week you've had in a long time. And as much as this blows my mind, there are only 98 days left until 2018. And I want this email, this day, right now, to be the start of making the rest of 2017 the best of it. I want you to start setting new standards for how you take care of yourself. But before you can make things better, you've got to stop making them worse. And I want to take just a minute or two. If you want to grab a piece of paper, it would probably be a good way to go through this for everybody to identify the one or two or three most significant or most common ways you make things worse for yourself. Think about it this way. If you could classify your choices as either ones that move you towards your goals or ones that don't, what are the choices or habits or excuses that you use most often that don't move you towards your goals? Here are a few of the most common ones that I see or hear. Telling yourself that you will try harder or try again at some future point. You'll eat cleaner starting on Monday, or you'll start taking care of your health when your kid's soccer season is over or on October 1st. Or maybe the way that you hold yourself back most frequently is committing to a new set of diet rules that you read somewhere. How many times have you tried that approach and not been successful? When you choose all or nothing, on versus off again, you'll very likely end up where you've ended up each time before, surrendered or inconsistent or both. Or maybe the way that you hold yourself back is with constantly justifying indulgences. Instead of considering if what you're doing is working, if what you're doing is going to create the result that you want, you justify indulgences moment by moment because every day offers up an opportunity to break from what you want most. You're drinking because it's Friday night, or you're having dessert because it was a stressful day, or celebrating the weekend with choices that you usually regret come Monday. Which brings me back to how I kicked off today's email. You can't make things better until you stop making them worse. And that requires that you be honest with yourself about how you are making them worse instead of just jumping on somebody's bandwagon solution that isn't related to your problem. So many times we try to make change by implementing a new solution instead of fixing the problem that is standing in the way of every previous solution we've tried. Think about it. You commit to a new diet plan without addressing the fact that you talk yourself out of follow-through. That's the issue. Not that you need a new plan. It's that you need to stop talking yourself out of follow-through. Instead of getting excited about a new solution, how about you invest your energy in understanding the ways you are holding yourself back and starting to do the work there? Please don't wait until you're at a breaking point to make a major change. And please don't think that a new solution is more valuable than paying attention to your underlying problem. It's not. Identifying and overcoming the underlying problem is where true change originates from. It's not about willpower or self-discipline. It's not about finding the right set of food rules. It's about understanding how and why you are holding yourself back. That's your work. That's where your change begins, not in your pantry. And it's not easy work, especially for your ego, but it's both transformative and sustainable. It's honest, it's direct, and it's facing the reality of our behavior instead of the fantasy of someone else's. And it's the essence of the work within the Fat Loss Fast Track. Because through 12 weeks of coaching, we aren't focused on using discipline to execute rules. We are looking at how and why you talk yourself into choices that you wish you didn't make. We're looking at what foods and what combinations at what times make you feel your best. It's about you. And I could sit here and write for days about how powerful it is and share a bunch of quotes from past and current clients about how it's transformed their bodies and their minds and their careers and their finances. I'm not going to, and I'll tell you why. Because honestly, for very selfish reasons, I don't want to convince you to join the fat loss fast track. I really don't. Because it's how I spend the majority of my time, I want the final group of 2017 to be filled with people who really want to be there, with people who aren't interested in any more quick fixes that are never all that quick. I want it to be filled with people that are ready to do the lasting, necessary work for change. I want to personally wake up every morning of our 12 weeks together and help you generate momentum and enthusiasm for creating your best life, choice by choice. And I want to celebrate the arrival of 2018 with a crew of people who have spent the last 12 weeks building a foundation for their healthiest, best lives. And I am honestly very excited for the October 1st kickoff. And I really only have two questions. Do you want to change? And are you ready for an approach that is about you? And if you are ready to change and ready for an approach that's about you, I'd love the opportunity to work very closely with you over the next 12 weeks, but registration does close for sure on Wednesday, September 27th, just so that I can make sure everybody gets the necessary info before our October 1st kickoff. You can register at primalpotential.com/fallfatloss. The link is in the email, and you can also get all the details in episode 391 of the podcast. I definitely won't twist your arm. But if you are excited about the opportunity to make permanent change and create a better life, let's just do this. Next week, I'm going to be sharing with you an update on my keto reset. And also, some of you might have seen a very temporary post up on Anchor about this over the weekend, because I share some shorter, more personal updates over on Anchor. But my boyfriend is doing the keto reset as well. And next weekend, I'll be sharing the results with him, as well as one of the products that he has been using actually from Thrive Market that makes it a lot easier for him. And I've actually linked to that in the body of the email. So scroll down all the way to the bottom. But I hope I get the chance to work with you in the fall. I think it's going to be amazing. The last group of the year is always really special because we're kind of navigating the holidays together and we're gearing up for a new year together. So I hope you're a part of it. The links are in the email, primalpotential.com/fallfatloss. If you have any questions, let me know. Talk to you soon and hope I get the chance to spend 12 weeks with you. Take care.